You're listening to the Flow State Growth Show, a podcast that will inspire you to tap into your flow state in order to experience optimal growth in business and life. My name is Dan Tremontozzi, and I'm a growth marketer best known for driving results by taking a startup style approach when it comes to all growth strategies. And I'm sitting down with business leaders, senior level marketers, and some of my other inner circle connections to share their insights, lessons learned, and how to achieve flow state growth. Let's get it. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Flow State Growth. Today, we are going to talk about very quickly seven areas to focus on to see direct-to-consumer e-commerce growth in 2024. These are the areas, the focus areas that I'm seeing people talk about. So let's recap them real quick. Number one is personalization and scale. So this is definitely at the top. It's been at the top for probably a few years now. A lot of brands are really getting a grasp on this. I'm seeing some brands take it to the next level. There's actually a video platform out there I want to shout out called Sunday Sky. Check it out if you haven't seen it. They're kind of more on the B2B side of the marketing realm, but I have used it in direct to consumer applications. And what they do is it's a really cool platform, allows you to use data and AI to personalize videos where people can actually click on a video to watch it. If they give you, like, say they opt in for something on your website and you send them an email. We did this with a brand I used to work with based on like URL parameters and some data updates that you can put into the platform itself. Like, you can be as simple as a CSV update, or you can integrate with an API. But what's really cool is that when someone clicked on that thumbnail in the email to click and watch the video, it would actually take them to a page where the video would start playing. They could watch it. The voiceover would have been personalized to that person. So if your name is Brandon, for example, and you clicked on it, it would say like, "Hey, Brandon, thanks for watching the video." Or it would talk about specific products that you're buying. The goal here is to like upsell, cross sell. I used it for engaging dormant B2B customers. I see it being used on a direct to consumer platform that I think is just way ahead of its time, to be honest. So something to check out. Personalization at scale. Sunday Sky is definitely a good platform to seek. Number two, social commerce integration. So we know, you know, TikTok just released its shop capabilities. Facebook, Instagram both have them. I'm kind of shocked that not a lot of brands are doing this. I don't know if consumers are catching on to it as much, or they feel, you know, safer, if it's more trusted to go to the actual website. But I'm starting to see a lot of social commerce integration, also with like display and programmatic channels, where some of these big like affiliate channels are rolling out these new tech capabilities where you can actually, you know, instead of having just like the banner on a third party site, it would pull your cart in, say from like Shopify, and someone could just check out right then and there on the third party site without actually even visiting your website, which is kind of crazy. I haven't explored this yet, but definitely something to look into. Number three, a lot of talk around sustainability and transparency. I know this is like real big with the generations coming up. Obviously, for certain brands, being transparent is very helpful. You know, this could be as simple as having a human, you know, to human conversation. If someone reaches out to you on a platform, say Facebook or customer service or with a chat, and just being completely transparent with them about, you know, how your business is done, or about the actual product, if they have a question about it. Obviously, you want to be doing this on the PDP and trying to really optimize those PDPs to be as transparent as possible. Take down any blockers of somebody actually buying that product. And then sustainability is tied into this as well. You know, value is, you know, something, you know, brands that are value driven and have ethical practices in their, you know, DNA. A lot of consumers are leaning towards that. If they have an option to go with a brand that is promoting this, they're probably more likely to lean towards that brand, where if a brand isn't as transparent, doesn't have any sustainability practices in their product, it's definitely something that gives the brand that does an upper hand. So let's dive into number four. This one's been around for a while, but I think it's you know, worthy to talk about: leveraging user-generated content. So we saw UGC just blow up the past couple of years. It's becoming more and more authentic. A lot of people are getting paid. You're seeing the influencer affiliate space where people, consumers are kind of catching on, whether it's like a paid advertisement through an influencer. It's kind of getting pretty obvious now. But if you can encourage people to generate their own UGC, and they may not have a huge following, but their following consists of like family and friends online, and they see that, that's going to go much further than if it's somebody who has, you know, 500,000 followers on Instagram talking about a product. I'm going to trust people that I know. And if, you know, word of mouth is just huge. And I think this is an opportunity where you can really extend and elevate your word of mouth marketing. And that's through UGC. Number five, this is something we kind of talk about, but I'm going to take it one step further. So mobile optimization, obviously the majority of people are on their phone now. They're coming from a meta ad, most likely, in a lot of instances, a lot of, you know, specifically with direct consumer or just social in general, you have to have a good mobile experience. I know this is kind of like a no-brainer here, but a lot of companies are still behind on their mobile experiences. So there's a big opportunity that if you do not have a good mobile experience, and I've dealt with this over the past 15 years, I was pushing mobile probably 15 years ago. You know, whenever you worked with a design or development team, they always showed you like the desktop version first. And I just don't feel like that makes sense anymore. So you have to be designing for mobile first. And then to take this one step further, AR, you know, how is augmented reality going to help you gain traction? Like, is there an opportunity? You see a lot of this with virtual try-ons with sneakers, you know, Amazon released this, or if you're buying a piece of furniture, it makes sense for this. And this is probably 7 or 8 years old already, where that technology has been around. And you see some like companies like Wayfair probably using this, where if you're buying a couch, you could, you know, point your phone over into the portion of the room that you want to put it in, and you'll see it there. Any chance you can do this, if you have a product that's like a tangible physical product, and you know, this doesn't work with every brand, it wouldn't work with like supplement brands, I don't think, but if you had something where you know, someone, it's either a piece of clothing or it's a physical product in their house or maybe outside or whatever it may be, having that little augmented reality aspect of it to kind of show somebody, I think goes a long way. So that's kind of cool to see those kind of popping up a little bit more. Number six, direct engagement through conversational marketing. So this is kind of like what I mentioned before, through being transparent. So a lot of platforms now, a lot of chat platforms like Gorgeous, there's a couple like Zendesk has been around for a long time. They're just amping up their AI so that if someone's on the site and they're stuck there for a while, you can basically trigger like an interaction with that person and have a conversation. And most of the times you can almost like tell that person what they need to be asking. Or if like, hey, can we help you with a product? And say you have a product on your site that helps with X, Y, and Z. You could then push them to that product rather than a different product that handles something else, if that makes sense. So it kind of helps somebody, it helps the consumer navigate the website, but also answers questions in real time, because a lot of times if someone doesn't know what they're buying, if they land on your site for the first time, they want to be educated. And using these platforms, there's a lot of great integrations within like Shopify, BigCommerce does this. I know Gorgeous is a one that's trending very hard right now. So go check that out. But you know, being able to directly engage with your users, it fosters a sense of connection and responsiveness that can really boost customer satisfaction, loyalty, and obviously conversion rate, revenue, sales. So that one's a good one. Lastly here, number seven, agile supply chains. The ability to quickly adapt to demand is probably a brand's biggest advantage. So not so much from the marketing side of things, but when you see brands go out of stock a lot, that's not very good, right? Like you have to be able to forecast, and obviously demand goes up and down, and marketing, you know, you might have a great week or 2 weeks and you launch something and the demand just spikes and you know, manufacturing can't keep up with a certain product. You have to do a better job of forecasting these things, especially, you know, after 2020, we saw direct consumer brands develop a much more agile and transparent supply chains to ensure customer satisfaction. So this agility not only mitigates any risk, but also enables brands to be more responsive to market trends and customer needs. So even just new things coming out, you know, Amazon set the benchmark years ago on, lead times, right? Their shipping, next day shipping. even some day ship, same day shipping in certain areas. So that's a really good example. Like that's a reason why people go on Amazon and might not necessarily shop on a direct consumer site. Like take Nike, for instance. Like, you know, you're going to find Nike shoes on Amazon. You know, they're going to be there the next day. It's trusted. You can do easy returns. So, you know, taking that, you know, agile approach in every aspect, not just the supply chain, is really, those are the businesses that are doing the best. They're winning, right? So you have to have really quick lead times. People expect things to their door in 1 to 2 days. If that's possible for your business, you should strive for that. But I'm going to end there. So those were 7 areas to focus on, you know, to see e-commerce growth in 2024. Let me recap them real quick. 1, personalization at scale. 2, social commerce integration. 3, sustainability and transparency. 4, leveraging user-generated content. 5, mobile optimization and AR experiences. 6, direct engagement through conversational marketing. Love that one. And 7, be agile in your supply chains, but also be agile in your entire business, right? Being able to communicate internally, launch marketing platform or marketing campaigns, test, fail quick. You know, I always say fail fast because then you'll grow fast. You'll learn what's not working. It's important. So be agile. If you're going to take anything away, that's probably one that's not a tangible marketing, you know, strategy, but something that should be on everyone's minds if you're, you know, high up in a brand, especially one that deals with, you know, tangible products that need to be shipped. All right. Hope you enjoy that one. We'll see you next time.